Hello, fitness friends. It's Phil and it's episode. Oh, I'm so excited in my small world. It's episode 138 of Get Fit's Road. Now, today is Feet Up Thinking Day 2. And I got thinking. Reason why it's Feet Up Thinking Day 2, if you didn't catch the previous episode, is I went and played just to maintain my training and fitness and cross training sort of general outlook on life. Let's say I went and played five-side football and pulled my hamstring, strained it just, I think, slightly, or maybe it was cramp that led to a strain. But we're on day two, and I decided with myself this morning that I would do what I believe you should do when you get an injury of my kind, which is one, give it some time to rest. Two, take some anti-inflammatory, painkiller kind of stuff. Three, even though it's a few days after the event, do a bit of ice and do a bit of warm and do a bit of ice and do a bit of warm to try and reduce any possible inflammation, blah, 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 anything that might be there. Just kind of calm it down. And also the other thing that I'm acutely aware of, and I've done it before when I've endured, let's say, a strained muscle, is I can't leave it for long. I can't be sedentary for long. So once I've kind of got the pain, the kind of the acute pain and the annoyance-ness, that's not a word, is it? Once I've got things kind of into an equilibrium, I start to try and rehabilitate the muscle. And I do that in two ways at the moment. One is I give it a gentle massage in the morning, my hamstrings, got actually a bit of tenderness around my inside of my thigh, which is quite interesting. It's all pointing towards my knee. But yeah, I give the hamstrings a little bit of a gentle massage, just gentle. And then I do a stretch. I hold a fairly strong hamstring stretch, which I do by putting my leg flat on the kitchen table. So you can imagine I'm lifting my leg up, giving it a good stretch. And the good news is, yes, it's on the mend. But look, this is day two. So day two of the full chill out recovery stroke into the rehabilitation is happening in earnest. Now, whilst I've got time to think, because obviously we're not down the gym, and when we are down the gym, coaching or training myself is, I don't really have much time to think about stuff. But at the moment, I've got a few spare hours that they to think about stuff. And seeing as this is episode 138, I've started to think, and it's a bit long range, this one, but I've started to think, if I keep going, which I've been going for nearly a year now on this, and I've never met any of you that listen to it. And keep in mind, actually, over the weekend, there were over 216 individual listeners to the podcast. Don't know why that happened, but hello, everyone. We're up to episode 138, which means that we've only got a couple of months until we get to episode 200. Now, I think that it might be quite nice that the 200th episode might chime in with one of the big head races that will be happening probably around the world, but certainly within the UK. Head of the River is one that happens down the Thames, maybe even so far as the 200th might be around about boat race time, which is a race between, for those of you who don't know, the boat race is a race that happens on the Thames on a stretch of water called the Tideway, and it's run when the tide's running in. So the course is from Putney down to Chiswick. if you look on a map. And the 200th episode might happen around about then, if I drag my heels, which I don't know whether I will. But I got thinking, right? So I got thinking. So one of the little missions that I have with Get Fit to Row, and there's two parts to it, and I wanted to share some of it. And bear with me if you're listening. There's two parts to it in terms of what I'm doing. And the reason why I do this podcast is, in a year's time, when there's several hundred, 200, 300, 400, 500 podcasts, there'll be an awful lot of information there about fitness training. There's already a dozen or so episodes all about heart rate training of different narratives. There's other episodes about the sport, other episodes about people, other episodes about just general training, other episodes about life around training, all sorts of content. And I'd kind of like to think that some of that's valuable to someone, I guess. And I have worked out that so far there's about 20-ish hours of listening that you can joyfully listen to if you've got the time. But let's go back to this. Right. So I'm building this kind of like this, let's call it this universe of content around getting fit to row. And I got thinking to myself, who could be a great person, a hero, someone that I think is someone that everyone would want to hear from, that I ask the most random questions, obviously, because that's the way my brain works on this Get Fit to Row kind of thing. But really, who would it be that I could talk to that would inspire not just people interested in rowing, but people interested in the whole idea of getting fit to row, which is a bigger thing than rowing in my mind? Who could I get to? Who would I want to? Who would it be an honor to? Who would it be great to chat to that would be inspiring to anyone that listened to the podcast? Considering that the questions wouldn't be the normal questions, I don't think, but I don't know what I'd ask at this point. And I kind of circled around that there'd be two people. And this podcast actually names one, but there's also another one, which I think would be great to have a chat with, having met both of them. So the first one is Steve Redgrave, 5-time Olympic gold medalist. And the one thing that I'm really fascinated to know about Steve, and I know it seems very sort of abstract, right? I don't really want to know about how he trained and you know, the grind, the graft and the effort and the science or any of that, or Jürgen or boats or whatever. What I'm just really curious to know is, what did he think about during all of those hours of training? Was he operating at such a level where he was continuously micro coaching himself, or was he going through life thinking, what am I going to have for lunch, because you know he had to eat an awful lot, burning 6,000-7,000 calories a day? Was he always thinking about the next meal, or what is, you know, would he ever think, I need to do the Christmas present shopping? Have I bought the turkey for Christmas? I wonder whether he gave himself those real life moments to think about stuff. just curious in a roundabout weird way. I'm sure there's other things I'm really fascinated by, which is like, you know, how do you operate at the highest level for so long? What are your three rules for living that type of life? Some of those other kind of cliche questions, but I'd love to find a way of talking to Steve. And some of the theory around the way I'm doing this whole content-driven get fit to row thing is, I like the idea that people can discover me before they discover Get Fit to Row, before they discover getting fit, before they discover rowing, before they discover water rowing, before they discover anything. I like the idea that, you know, that the small entry point to that whole journey starts with one podcast with me. That's where it starts. It just starts with one individual podcast slash blog, because there's also the blogs are produced at the same time as the podcast. But I'm really curious whether that kind of idea of small action finds big is possible in the context of actually trying to get in contact with Steve. So I guess it's quite easy to get in touch with Steve these days. I go onto Twitter, find his, you know, his page and message his media people. But what I really want to try and do is I want to try and ask you guys out there, and there might be just a handful of you, but over the period of the next year, there might be hundreds or thousands of you listen to this individual podcast. One of you may know Steve, or one of you may know a friend of his, or one of you may know someone who knows him or knows him. And if you think this podcast is completely balmy, fine. But if you think it's actually something that's really interesting that I'm building around the whole idea of getting fit to row and building a really big momentum community around get fit to row, maybe you'd go so far as saying, hey Steve, have you listened to the podcast called Get Fit to Row? And Steve might go, get fit to what? Get fit to row? Or, you know, he may go, no, I haven't. Well, it would surprise me if he had. Let's be honest. But look, of the many thousands of you that have listened to this, or the many thousands of you in the future who may listen to this, one of you may know Steve. And if you signpost Steve to come and listen to Get Fit to Row, what would really, really interest me talking to Steve is I'd say, Steve, right? Have a listen to the podcast or look through the 138 episodes or whatever might be the 190 odd episodes or the 200 odd episodes. Have a look through and listen to something that you think's really relevant to you. Your journey, your experience of rowing, your experience now of coaching, your experience of anything. Have a look through the podcasts, right? And pick out three or five that you think you'd like to talk about. For as much as that sounds like a completely mental way of doing things in my head, it's like, ah, Steve, go and listen to my library of podcasts and find the subjects that you think are interesting to you that you might want to talk about with me. That would be quite interesting to talk about whilst also talking about the other stuff. So I guess at this point on the 5th, 6th of December, it's kind of like, it's been a year. It's been 138 episodes. It's been like 20 odd hours, plus it's been hundreds of hours of work around building the blogs, the content, doing the distribution stuff. The podcast, by the way, is now available on 12 different podcast channels. And it's taken time. As do big ideas. They take time, right? That's where I'm at. I'm thinking, I've met Steve a couple of times. He's mega as an athlete, understated as a Olympiad, understated, one of the Olympiads in history of everness. As a guy, I've met him, he's just huge. And let's just say, huge, huge smile, friendly guy, massive fans, and the biggest chest that I've ever seen inside a blazer, ever. But yeah, it'd be quite good fun to maybe find Steve, find me, find something that interests him, and then find me to have a chat. Don't know, be quite interesting. Now, the other person, if you've been listening to this thing, who's the other person? Well, the other person is actually someone that I've met in 2012. I did a day on the Thames as a volunteer coach for my rowing club at the time. And two guys came down. One was Alex Partridge, who'd been rowing in the eight for the Olympics. Can't remember if it was before or after. And the other guy was basically James Cracknell. Before Or no, it was just after he'd had his bike accident. And I'd met him, I think, once before, indirectly, and it wouldn't have been something he would remember, but he was razzing through the Henley kind of boating enclosure on a Kawasaki 400 or something without a helmet on, in just his onesie, and he was just being typical, let's say, a rogue James, respectfully said, razzing through Henley. And I think at the time, me and my wife were there, we kind of went, man, that guy's one hell of an athlete. But yeah, James Cracknell, I met him. We shared a motor launch briefly. We were doing some, it wasn't Red Nose, it might have been, but I don't think it was. It was a couple of celebrity crews that we were coaching. But I had a chat with him, and he was on a rowing machine. Keep in mind that this is Get Fit to Row Right, is that we had a couple of dozen people that were going to get into a boat, celebrities of various names that I can't remember to this day. He showed them how to use a rowing machine, or the basics of a rowing stroke. That was it. A bit like Get Fit to Row. And he was doing 20 minutes of Get Fit to Row with a dozen odd celebrities. But since meeting him, and since seeing what he's done in terms of endurance and rowing across the Atlantic and doing the, did he do the RAM, the Ride Across America? Maybe that was his training for before he got nailed. I think he got hit by a truck in the back of his head while cycling in America. But I've always been intrigued with James to, I'm really intrigued about the fracture that seems more evident in James than in Steve, which is the fracture around performance and winning and losing. Steve, when you watch the races that James was in the same crew, Steve was kind of like, seemed to be very pragmatic. You know, it's kind of, I've done what I set out to do. And I think James was much more, the power of the event seemed to be more animated through James than Steve. And I was just always curious, really, just to kind of go, that's different to that. And go back to the same old daft questions that Phil asked. What were you thinking? You know, I mean, I'd like to ask maybe both of them the same question at the same time. It's like, what do you think when you train? The reason why I ask that sort of question is sometimes when you're doing like long endurance sessions, whether it's on a bike, whether you're rowing, or whether you're digging holes in a garden, is you get into a mode where you become unconsciously competent about what you're doing, and it gives you space to think about stuff. And if you're an elite athlete, I reckon you're thinking more and more and more around the performance of the small, not what you're going to have for Christmas dinner, but the small. But I'm really curious to ask that question is, what do you think about, or James, what did you think about? And Steve, what did you think about when there was nothing else to think about? What fills the gap? What fills the gap when you're either competing at the highest level at key moments, or when you're training and doing the grind? What do you think about? Do you think about basically how many wheelbarrows is it going to take to shift that bag of sand that you've just bought? Or do you think about the micro performance? Do you think about how the muscles move? Do you think about that stroke needs to be better, that movement needs to be better? You know, are you so deep in the moment that the concentration levels are maxed out? So yeah, so the other person that I'm curious, and it would be an honor to talk to, is James. Because I think it would be really, really fascinating. Two very different characters from my meeting of the pair over different events, different occasions. And let's just say anecdotally, you know, be it a media driven, social media driven kind of, that's James and that's Steve. I think there's something more to them, but I don't know what it is. But look, the whole idea of this wittering of mine, and thanks for listening, by the way, is this whole idea, which is if Get Fit to Row is right for you, the first thing you need to do is learn more about Get Fit to Row. And the first thing you need to do, whoops, sorry there, guys, just lost connection, probably while you were thinking, oh, he's getting boring now. Anyway, look, the point I was going to say was, the whole idea of Get Fit to Row is you need to go on a journey of discovery to find out whether Get Fit to Row is right for you, or getting fit is right for you, or rowing is right for you. And one of the best ways of doing it is you dip onto the podcast and you have a little listen to something that you think might be interesting to listen to. Then you make your judgment. Because eventually, if you like the idea of Get Fit to Row, and if you like the idea of rowing, if you like the idea of my witterings around getting fit, you might be interested in meeting me. And that's when it all begins. Because it's important that you go on a journey of discovery before you commit. You need to learn before you commit. Because once you've learned and then you commit, you're much more likely to achieve. Anyway, look, sorry for that little segue swap over. I will catch you soon. Thanks for listening for this big, long 20 minutes. But it needed to be said. Anyway, take care. Ta-da. Bye. See you.